Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's vacation planning time, and where to go is always the question that we ask. Now, even if you have a long list of places that you want to visit and you've been checking them off, we still need to sort through the where to next. Because if you have that long list, you gotta kind of chip away at some of the places and then start planning on one or two specific places that you want to go. So in this segment, I wanted to share with you some of my favorite destinations. I don't necessarily have them on my list to go to this year, but there are some favorite ones. And I asked my friends over at Delta Vacations to share their top destinations for fun and excitement that they're seeing where people are wanting to go for 2020. And some of these places, when I share them, you're going to go, okay, yeah, I can see that. And I'm going to share a couple of them from their list. I'm not going to share their whole list because you can go over to my website, travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com, and check out the whole list over there. But on their list, the first one was one that, of course, everybody wants to go to Paris, France, and it's calling your name if you are a food and wine connoisseur, or maybe just kind of like trying different foods. What about fashion, shopping, architecture, landmarks, and of course, UNESCO World Heritage Sites? And if you're just into history, nothing surpasses Paris with all of those things. And with Delta Vacations, you can relax as you're greeted and transferred from the airport, from Charles de Gaulle, to your hotel in a private vehicle. Now, how special is that? And you go to the Le Dauphin, which is a tribute to the portfolio of hotels there in Paris. And it's a very unique 45 room with suites and just really nice rooms and a boutique hotel. And it's kind of one of those hidden gems, so you'll really enjoy that. And the hotel is a very short walk from the Eiffel Tower, so you can go and check that out as well. All of these sites that you're going to want to see. And they have talented jazz musicians that perform at the bar one night a week. And they have winemakers that are also there that will share their experiences and give you a chance to have some wine tasting. Now, there are other activities, of course, that you can do in Paris. But as part of this vacation package that Delta Vacations offers, you can also go on a food tour of the Canal St. Martin food tour, which is just really a chance to explore really a very scenic ride along there on the waterways in the very trendy local Parisian neighborhood that offers some of the best wine, pastries, cheese, and charcuteries that you can find right there in Paris. So you can have a really, really great time there. Now, how about doing something like perfume making? That's another great experience that you can have. You can go and do that at the Perfume Museum, or you can do a guided tour of the Louvre. That's one of my favorite destinations, and I think if you're in Paris, there's no way you can be there and not go and check out the Louvre. So you can, of course, discover some of the most ancient treasures of Europe in a small guided group tour that will take you all the way through the Louvre, and you know, you can just kind of relax and take your time and go through with someone who can even explain some of the history behind some of the art that you're seeing there. So this vacation package does include, you know, the Delta Airlines award-winning flight service that you'll get a chance to do. As I mentioned, private round-trip airport transfers from the airport to your hotel, includes your hotel, includes that food tour, the perfume tour, a guided tour of the Louvre, and of course that really, really great food tour as well. So yummy kind of things, making me want to go. Although I didn't have Paris on my list this year, maybe I should, because that sounded pretty good. The second on the list is London, England. Another one that's kind of like, oh, well, yeah, a lot of people want to go there. I think it's the second one where if you haven't had it on your list, you're probably going to put it on your list at some time or another. Because London's just that name that lets you know that you're in for a grand and very varied experience as you explore really a very tremendous variety of activities, shopping. Again, you have the fashion, you have arts, delicious afternoon tea. Of course, you can do that as well. High tea is always something very special to have. And you can certainly do that in London. I always call it the birthplace of where high tea took place. And nightlife is very exciting there. Markets, one of the things that I like to do is go to all of the open markets, not only just for food, but just really for crafts and things like that too. Antiques that you can find around the city. And Royal Class Theater, you know, New York doesn't have anything on London when it comes to that. So definitely check out some theater while you're there in London as well. Now, again, Delta Vacations is going to offer you private vehicle service between London Heathrow Airport and your hotel. You'll stay at the Rosewood, London, which is a very nice English heritage location with very contemporary sophistication. It's kind of a mix between sort of a old English heritage as well as kind of a modern style there as well. So you get a chance to stay there. And included in your package will be a private tour of London, which is very nice. I always like those private tours, especially in a city like London, because there's so much to see and do, and someone taking you around, your own professional driver and guide in a private car, certainly can make sure you don't miss any of the hot trending spots while you're going around. And make sure you go and check out Buckingham Palace. We always have to do that, of course. And Big Ben, that's another one of my favorites. Now, food is great there because there's such a wide variety of different cultures that you'll find in London. So you're going to find different foods there as well. So you definitely want to make sure that you take part in the food tour that will be included, as well as the British Museum. You'll get a guided tour there. Now, this museum, what makes it so special is that it opened to the general public in 1759. Yeah, that was a long time ago. And the British Museum is considered to be one of the greatest museums in the whole wide world. So not just only England, but the whole world. So you definitely want to make sure you get a chance to see that as well. Now, here's another thing, too, that's real cool about the London tour that's offered by Delta Vacations is that you get a chance to go on a London craft beer tour. Now, in my mind, beer kind of started there because I actually had my very first beer in London. So in my mind, beer in London are kind of like partners there. But on this tour, you'll get a chance to try some beer tasting as well as get a chance to go to some of the breweries as well, some of the microbreweries that you'll find there in London. And it's nothing like going to a London pub to get a feel of the culture and the traditions there in London. Now, another great place to go, this is not on the Delta vacation list, but is down to Sapelo Island, which is one of the jewels of the Georgia coast, and just a couple of hours away for us. So there's no need for you to continue driving on down to Florida for the beach and fun and all of those things. We have a lot of fun and beaches right here on our coast, which is also packed with a lot of adventure and fun because so many of our barrier islands and our beaches are on places where there's not a lot of development. You can really have a chance to see really what things were like a long time ago. And on Sapelo, you also get a chance to explore the Geechee culture, which dates back to the days of the antebellum South. And the people on the island are the descendants of the slaves who worked the cotton and rice plantations there on Sapelo. But what makes this so unique and also educational is there are cultural traditions are still practiced there. So you'll find residents who are fishing using seine nets, catching crabs and shrimp just as their ancestors did hundreds of years ago. And if you're there during the warm months, you can actually go and drag the nets through the warm water, those seine nets, and share the catch. And when they drag those nets, I'm telling you, it's a little bit of everything in there. You get shrimp, you get crabs, you also get fish. And afterwards, you have a chance to enjoy a low country boil or a fish fry. And all very yummy, yummy things. And you can also have a chance to take in a basket making class if you'd like to do that and learn from Yvonne Grosvenor, who is one of the master basket makers there on the island. So you can take a lesson from her. But you definitely want to check out their website because you can also stay at a great birdhouse there too. And birdhouses are for people as well because the Sapelo Island birdhouses put you right on the marsh overlooking the ocean. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. You can hear all about the things that you can do right there on Sapelo Island. And we'll be back in a moment when we're going to head over to talk about I Travel Because and one of my favorite guests. Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.